the Showbiz Slot with Nathan Head.
Hello, and today I'm going to be talking about all things Jaws. Jaws is a 1975 American thriller film directed by Steven Spielberg and based on Peter Benchley's novel of the same name. The police chief of Amity Island, a fictional summer resort town, tries to protect beachgoers from a giant man-eating great white shark by closing the beach, only to be overruled by the town council, which wants the beach to remain open to draw a profit from tourists during the summer season. After several attacks, the police chief enlists the help of a marine biologist and a professional shark hunter.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
The first Jaws film is widely regarded as one of the greatest films of all time and was followed by three official sequels, none with the participation of Spielberg or Benchley, and some of the plot elements and characters even contradicted between films. For example, the main character in the third installment, called Jaws 3D, also returns for the fourth film, Jaws the Revenge, but with no mention of his grueling encounter with a great white shark while working at SeaWorld in the previous film. The second Jaws film is basically just a follow-on from the first story, with Sheriff Brody and his family on Amity Island facing more shark attacks.
Chief Brody, can we go, please?
I think we may have another shark problem.
The film was followed by a third installment, which was presented in 3D. Jaws 3D follows Brody's son Mike, who's got a job as an engineer at SeaWorld, a water park with underwater tunnels and lagoons. The park prepares for its opening when a young great white shark infiltrates the sea, seemingly attacking and killing water skiers and park employees. Once the baby shark is captured, it becomes apparent that a much larger shark, the mother, also entered the park. The fourth film, Jaws the Revenge, is set back on Amity Island with Sheriff Brody's wife, Ellen. She's convinced that her family is being stalked by sharks, especially when she catches one while she's on holiday in the Bahamas.
I want you to get out of the water. It waited all this time and it came for him.
The film received poor critical reception and earned the lowest amount of money from the franchise. It's considered by film critics to be one of the worst films ever made. More recently, Jaws has been adapted into two musicals. Jaws the Musical, which premiered in the summer of 2004 at the Minnesota Fringe Festival, and Giant Killer Shark the Musical, which premiered in the summer of 2006 at the Toronto Fringe Festival. Giant Killer Shark is composed by Canadian musician Sam Sutherland. At both Toronto and Winnipeg Fringe Festival, Giant Killer Shark was named the best of the fest, being awarded a 5-star rating. Here's one of the songs from the show.
Let's go swimming in the ocean.
The mayor said that it's safe, plus I've got my sun lotion.
I don't even believe in sharks, I think that they are fake.
Well, I believe in vampires, once I killed one with a stake.
There are no sharks.
There are no sharks.
I think it was a shark.
Looked like a shark. Oh,
definitely
shit, it's a shark.
The water's getting dark.
Shark, shark! Shark, shark, shark!
We can't show the shark cause it would cost too much money.
It's a little known fact that there was indeed a fifth Jaws film released in 1995. This time it was about a tiger shark bred by the Navy as a killing machine that escapes and wreaks havoc in the sleepy tourist town of Hampton Bay. Jaws 5, Cruel Jaws, was made unofficially by Italian director Bruno Mattei, and the movie is made up mostly of stock footage. Cruel Jaws features a heap load of footage taken from Angel Castellari's The Great White, Joe D'Amato's Deep Blood, as well as snippets from the first two Jaws films, plus musical cues ripped off from none other than Star Wars. The film was only originally released in Asia on Laserdisc, and even though it shares no connection to the first four films apart from stealing a few scenes and footage, it's still highly sought after by collectors. The first Jaws film, though, however, still remains a cult classic and reminds holidaymakers everywhere not to go in the water.
You love midnight movies, don't you? But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV.
Ben!
The first viral television on the web. Black Flag TV.